When you do something new, you might be worried about possible embarrassment if you try it and fail. I know I'm that way. But what happens when you try something new and you have guidance and you succeed? Mark Bauer of Great Bend Co-op talks about his passion for ag tech and how he's getting his growers to try more ag technology products to have more sustainable operations. I'm Ashley Davenport, and this is the Ag Pro Podcast. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to this week's show. Just as a reminder, you can hit me up on Twitter if you have a suggestion for my next podcast. My handle is at AshD926, or you can send me an email if you're not on the Twitter machine. That's adavenport@farmjournal.com. So this week on the Ag Pro Podcast, I'm talking with Mark Bauer. He's the Precision Ag Specialist with Great Bend Co-op. And Mark, where are you located?
Central Kansas, pretty well center of the state. We're kind of a medium-sized town, about 10,000 people, just right here in the center of the state.
Something I think is interesting, going online to greatbendcoop.com, is on one of your tabs at the top of the page, you have something called Decision Ag. So can you talk a little bit about that and why you use that wording?
Yeah, so, you know, we just got our new website built here recently, and when we first had it mocked up, it was listed as Precision Ag, but we have a lot more tools than just variable rate seeding and variable rate fertilizer. A lot of tools that help growers make decisions on the farm, whether it be drone and imagery, satellite imagery, or even, you know, some marketing tools to help growers know when to market their grain, or you know, just help make decisions on the farm. So we felt like using ag technology might be a little intrusive, but Decision Ag tells a better story of what we're trying to do is to help growers make good decisions on the farm and be profitable.
Absolutely. And something else that's important for you guys at Great Bend, from what I could tell, is grower ROI. That was mentioned in a couple different places. So you guys are helping farmers with your Premier Acre program, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if we do something or look at a program, the main thing that we're concerned about is helping that grower make a profit. If that grower doesn't make a profit, then, you know, we can't make a profit. We're a farmer-owned co-op, so our livelihood depends on our grower owners to make a profit and have a positive return on investment.
Mark, your Decision Ag services, they cover a lot of ground. Like you mentioned, you've got your satellite and your drone imagery, zone and grid sampling, zone mapping. So with integrating these technologies with agronomy, what have you and the rest of your team at Great Bend learned with that?
It's kind of been a journey so far. I've been here at Great Bend Co-op for about 2.5, almost coming up on 3 years, I guess. And when I was hired on, all of our Precision Ag services were done third party. I felt it was a little inefficient on our part, so I kind of brought all that stuff in house and started doing a lot of it myself, with the help of, you know, some of our agronomists and some of our operations people. It's been a bit of a learning experience for some of our guys because they haven't been around any precision tools or anything like that. So, you know, we've all kind of learned a lot about all this together, but we're making some pretty great strides so far.
So what have been some of those great strides?
Just realizing, you know, some of the things that we can do with technology. Pushing growers to do more on-farm trials has been, you know, a big thing for me personally, trying to break that mold of doing what we've always done and getting some trials out and letting guys see, whether it's a you know, a technology type of tool or just a product, you know, try something on the farm and do a side-by-side, do a comparison, you know, see how that can affect your bottom line. And maybe it's something to integrate on the farm. Maybe it's something that doesn't help at all, but, you know, just breaking that mold of, of doing what we've always done.
And trying to change your way of thinking, too. Mark, what have been either some of the mistakes that you've seen or have personally experienced with integrating technology with the agronomy side?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, like I said, we've kind of taken things pretty slow. I'm sure we made some mistakes along the way. I hope we haven't made anything too big. Nothing really stands out to me, but you know, just trying to learn from a product that we thought maybe was the best thing ever, and maybe it wasn't. You know, things like that. It's trying to learn every day, I guess. Well, good thing about farming is nothing's ever constant. You're never going to get it figured out. Every day you learn a little bit something new, and some days, just when you thought you had something figured out, you learn that that's not the case. You know, Mother Nature always throws us a curveball and completely changes the game. So every day we learn a little bit of something, I think.
Yeah, and especially in the ag tech sphere where things seem to be changing, shoot, every week I feel like there's something new out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the thing that draws me to ag tech most. I'm a person that doesn't like to be complacent. So the way ag tech moves and evolves is really exciting to me. It's always learning something new and finding new ways to do things and use new tools. It's a fun sector to be in right now.
Something else that goes along with ag tech is the keyword or the buzzword of sustainability. And you guys at Great Bend are using some of these technologies to help farmers become more sustainable, right?
Absolutely. Sustainability is something that we've kind of been looking at for quite a few years now, even well before I came along. But just here recently, we felt it was tailored to fit our geography as opposed to the early days when it was mostly in the Corn Belt. But it's something that I've grown actually really passionate about, and we're hitting the ground running with Land O'Lakes Sustain and their TruTerra platform. It's going to be a great tool, I think. Being able to see some of the different metrics that it gives and being able to run scenarios, and it's, you know, just another great tool to help growers realize ROI. And you know, maybe even the bigger thing is telling our story, which we all know farmers are pretty humble, and this gives a chance to show, you know, show the consumers that we're out here doing the right things. We're not just, you know, throwing nitrogen down like crazy just trying to get the plants to grow. It's a little more methodical than that. You know, we're really concerned about the environment and the land that we grow our crops on.
So humans are creatures of habit, and sometimes we struggle, myself included, to get out of our ruts and maybe try something new. So, Mark, what do you say or do for farmers who might be hesitant to adopt or implement this program on their operations?
Yeah, I think, you know, once we tell them a little bit about Sustain and what the message really is, you know, I hate to use the term buzzword because it seems like it falls into the category of gluten-free or non-GMO or something like that. I mean, I seen some water at the store the other day that said gluten-free. I mean, it just seems like anybody will throw a label on anything just to sell it anymore. And it's gotten so, gotten taken the wrong way, I think. You know, I hope Sustain doesn't become that. It's because it is so much more than just a marketing term or a buzzword.
Mark, when I had called Great Bend to get in contact with you, they said, oh, he's our precision guy. Like, you were the precision guy. What have been some of the biggest, most game-changing things that you've seen come into the precision ag sphere?
You know, I've been around farming all my life, and in, you know, in the early days, I was at an ag dealership, and that was kind of right around when auto guidance systems, you know, were just starting to take off. I remember when we sold our first light bar. It was neat technology to me, but I couldn't understand how it was going to be a thing, you know, at the time, and seeing that really take off. And now you can't see a farmer who doesn't have auto guidance on his tractor. You know, once we figured out tractors could drive themselves, it was like, wow, how long is it going to be before, you know, we're going to have driverless tractors? Well, they're here. You know, there's a few companies out there that are coming up with, you know, retrofit kits that you can put in your tractor and control it from an iPad from another tractor in the same field. That's probably the craziest thing for me. When we look at that, you know, you almost feel like we're starting to live an episode of the Jetsons or something like that. But, it's, you know, that's been really fun just to watch that type of technology evolve.
And where do you think the industry is headed? I know it's tough to say exactly what, but just generalize what you think, where you think the ag tech industry will go.
I think it's going to go in two different ways. On the machinery side, you know, over the last several years, we've seen machinery get bigger and bigger just to cover more acres. I think we're going to see a shift in that, especially as this automated technology takes off, and we're going to start seeing smaller machines that are unmanned and can run all night in the field, and we don't have to have 500 or 600 horsepower tractors anymore. I think on the imagery and like the modeling is also going to be a big thing in ag tech in the future. I seen a couple years ago, a gentleman showed me an app that you hold your phone over, you know, a corn leaf or something, and it'll tell you what kind of disease it had, or, you know, take a picture of a weed and it would tell you what weed it was. I can see that becoming integrated into drones. So when you fly a field, you can see everything that's going on in that field, what type of disease is where in that field, what type of weeds it sees and where in the field, you know, that sort of thing. I think that's going to be probably the next big thing. And then, like I said, crop modeling, you know, there's a few different companies now that have crop models, and those are just going to be another advantageous tool to helping place our nutrients and time them right, so we're not just, you know, throwing all of our nitrogen down at one time. So
Mark, where would somebody go if they want to find more information on the different products and services that you guys at Great Bend Co-op offer, or to get in contact with you?
GreatBendCoop.com would be the best place to start. You can find me under the Decision Ag page, or we have, you know, kind of all of our services that we offer here at the co-op listed there, and all of our team. If you you know, go down and click on the pictures, you can find our contact information and get a hold of us that way.
Awesome. Well, I have been talking with Mark Bauer. He is the Precision Ag Specialist with Great Bend Co-op. Mark, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you, Ashley.
I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the Ag Pro Podcast. Thank you again for listening this week. You can always catch me on the AgriTalk app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And like I said at the beginning of the program, if you have an idea, a suggestion, a comment, something that could give me a lead for my next podcast, you can tweet at me at AshD926. Or you can send me an email, adavenport@farmjournal.com. Just as a reminder, new episodes drop every Wednesday. And until next week, guys, thanks so much for listening, and stay safe out there.